Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
American auto workers back on the job after weeks of auto plant shutdowns because of the pandemic, and management and union officials agree that yesterday's first day back went well. This UAW member at a Ford plant in Detroit says,
"It's a learning curve. It's different. They got a lot of new safety precautions in place. The mask is difficult to wear. It fogs your glasses up. But we're going to be all right."
The precautions do slow down the normal production rate. One worker telling reporters while they'd normally build 400 trucks during a shift, they only managed to produce about 100 yesterday. President Trump saying the World Health Organization is, in his words, a puppet of China, telling reporters the organization's response to the global pandemic has been a very sad job. He recently halted U.S. contributions to the WHO. And this is USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of immune booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
President Trump disclosing to reporters yesterday at a briefing that he's been taking the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine as a preventative measure against COVID-19, even though it's not FDA approved for such use.
"I've taken it for about a week and a half now, and I'm still here."
The president's revelation, not sitting well with Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She says it's not a good idea, telling CNN she doesn't want the president to take something that has not been scientifically proven to treat coronavirus, especially in his age and weight group. The National Weather Service saying the center of Tropical Storm Arthur is now moving away from North Carolina, though parts of the islands known as the Outer Banks are still expected to get some tropical storm-like winds through the rest of the day. And the highest sustained winds at last check with the storm were about 60 miles an hour. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
U.S. Senator Marco Rubio will now be chairing the Senate Intelligence Committee. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying the Florida Republican will be acting chairman in the absence of Senator Richard Burr. Burr of North Carolina stepped down from the chairman's position last week amid a federal probe into his stock trades just before the coronavirus pandemic hit. Today will be Rubio's first day in that new role. The Federal Trade Commission says complaints have been pouring in about nursing homes improperly forcing patients on Medicaid to turn over their government stimulus checks. The agency says facilities claim the $1,200 checks were considered Medicaid resources and should be given to the facilities, but the FTC says the payments can be used as tax credits, meaning facilities cannot take the residents' money that they received under the CARES Act. An actor, comedian Adam Sandler and the NBA superstar LeBron James teaming up for an upcoming Netflix basketball movie. The comedy legend will star in the James-produced Hustle, which follows an American basketball scout bringing an international player to the United States. James' notable transition to the film industry, highlighted by his upcoming acting and producing role in Space Jam, A New Legacy, the sequel to that 90s movie starring Michael Jordan. The Spring Hill Entertainment Production Company, founded by the NBA icon and partner Maverick Carter, will be taking on both of those projects. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Live.
It's what we do as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. Welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Jim Dennison joins us now. He is the founder of Dennison Forum, author and podcaster. And, well, I'll tell you, the first time, and in fact, I'm surprised it took so long for Jim and I to get connected. And but we did, and we've hit the ground running, and it's great to have him back. Jim, how are you?
Bill, I'm doing great. Great to talk to you today, my friend.
Well, let me tell you this. The thing that keeps coming up here, in fact, I just had a conversation with John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute, and talking about the bombardment by the media, by our television sets and everything else about all this, you know, stinking thinking that Zig Ziglar would call it regarding the coronavirus. I mean, our psyches are really being hardwired here to disconnect from the compassionate side, the empathetic side of our humanity. And as a result, we're getting hardened. I mean, we go to stores, and if somebody's not wearing a mask, if they've, you know, got extra toilet paper in their basket, I mean, we're turning into basket case here. And we need a prescription here. I know we've been talking about prayer, and I still believe that that is the ultimate. But the other thing, too, in between prayer and devotion, maybe we need to revisit Tom Hanks' Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood and remember what it was, you know, for, you know, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
That's really well said. My wife was this morning at a local grocery store here picking up a few things. She had on her mask, had on her gloves, but she said the other people in the store looked at her like she had the plague. You know, they were absolutely not happy to see her in that store where they already were present. And really, I think it's just this odd, unusual place where every person I see could be infected. They may not know it. I might not know it. They might be infectious, and I don't know it. And so in a very real medical sense, the people that I'm around every day are my enemy. On the other side of that, as you're saying, if we don't get through this together, we may not get through this.
Exactly.
And so what I'm really praying for is that God will be using this to birth a new revival of compassion, a new revival of a collective kind of community that we so desperately need.
Well, we have to come to that point where we get to the end of ourselves, Jim, and realize that it's not about President Trump. It's not about the other politicians and, you know, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx. I mean, you know, they may be surprised by what's happened, but God knew all along this was going to happen. And this is why, as Franklin Graham and my good friend, the vice president of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, Tom Phillips, has said that, you know, they started a 24/7 prayer line. and they say it's through the roof. I mean, so people are responding, online viewership and participation of churches, because the churches have been shut down and they're slowly but surely reopening. And that's a whole nother issue of debate there. We can chew on that later. But nonetheless, I mean, we're getting through this process, but I'm encouraged to hear that so many people are turning to God.
And that's happening on a level, as you're suggesting, that we have not experienced, at least in our lifetime. I'm thinking about Greg Laurie's church, for instance, out in California, that had 8,000 people in their online service before the pandemic, 1.3 million on Easter Sunday.
Wow.
Well, there's no place on the planet you could put 1.3 million people to worship God together except the Internet.
Yes.
And so here's the Lord redeeming this crisis. I believe he redeems all that he allows. And one of the ways he's redeeming this is by showing us our mortality, showing us the fact that hasn't changed. I mean, mortality is still 100% just as it was 6 months ago. But the reality of it is more, I guess, apparent to us. And because Internet ministry is more available than it's ever been, people can turn to the gospel. They can turn to Jesus in this crisis. And it's just one of the ways God's at work right now. And that's why I'm praying for a fifth great awakening. To really disband our culture as a result of this.
Yeah, and the people need to understand and really pause for a moment in all this, Jim, to find out what's really important, what's most important. Because you can get caught up on all this stuff. I mean, yesterday the president announced that he's been taking hydroxychloroquine, and the heads exploded. I mean, there's gray matter all over the place. I mean, unbelievable. But, you know, he's taking it as a precaution. You know, and then you get all these doctors point, counterpoint, oh, you shouldn't take it, you should take it, you know, it's okay, and, you know, all this kind of stuff, it's all over the place. And you can get caught up in this stuff and think, oh, my goodness, and just like, you know, your wife just going shopping, and she's doing the precautionary thing, and then, you know, some people are probably wondering, was she wearing a mask because she is sick, or, you know, it's like, oh, my gosh, our heads are going to explode. But this is what happens when you lose sight of who you are in Christ and what God wants to redeem in all this. And like you said, it's a time for us to recenter ourselves on our North Star, which is Jesus Christ. And if we don't do that, then we're going to be to and fro all over, caught up by the waves of emotions and all that the media is doing to us.
And that's why this is such an opportunity, as you're saying, Bill, for those of us that do make the decision that you're suggesting, that do decide that my identity is in Christ, not in the world, that I am not what the world says I am, I'm what he says I am. I'm thinking about John Wesley, that famous story of that, how he had gone as a missionary but was not yet a convert himself, and he said, I want to convert the others, but who will convert me? And so he's on that ship, remember that story, and the storm comes up, and the Moravian brethren are worshiping and praying while everyone else is terrified for their lives, and after the storm passes, Wesley comes to them and asks what the secret of their peace was, and they said it was that they were ready to die. They were ready to meet Jesus, and that so pierced his soul that the Holy Spirit used that to bring Wesley to faith in Jesus. So if we'll have peace in Jesus in this storm, other people are watching. People that you don't even know are watching you. If it's all good, they're seeing your faith and thinking, well, of course you're trusting Jesus, all is well. When it's hard and you trust Jesus, that's when your faith and your witness makes the most profound difference.
That's when it stands out the most, is when everybody else is losing their heads and they wonder, okay, what has Jim got that I don't have, right?
That's exactly right. The darker the room, the more obvious the light. That's my own story, Bill. I grew up in a family that had no faith commitment at all. My father had been through World War II, saw such horrible suffering, and never went back to church. And so I had a wonderful moral home, but no spiritual life. And all my dad's questions, I got invited to church at the age of 15 by some friends, and I started seeing something in them I just didn't have in my life. There was a peace, there was a serenity, there was a joy there that I didn't have. And at the age of 15, one Sunday morning, I asked my Bible study teacher, not how can I be saved or sanctified or justified or any of that. I said, how can I have what you have?
Yeah.
And she led me to faith in Christ because I saw something in them I didn't see in me. Well, this is that opportunity for us. As the room is dark, the light is powerful. So if we'll shine that light, the world will see that and be drawn to Christ.
How did that contagion impact your family, Jim?
It's a great question. My brother came to Christ about 6 months after that. My father never did. Never came back. We found out some years later that he had been very active in the church growing up. In fact, his friends had thought that he might even at one point go into vocational ministry. But Dad had his first heart attack when I was 2 and died of a heart attack when I was a senior in college. He had physical issues he struggled with because of his service in the military as well. And he just could never get to that place where he could get his faith to align with what he had himself experienced. And that's part of the reason I have such a heart for people with intellectual issues and challenges, because that was my father. That was his story, and that was our family story as well.
Well, and of course, with what happened in World War II, God only knows what your father experienced, and my dad as well. He was a medic in the European theater with General Patton. And so he never talked about it. A very quiet, very humble man. But everybody came out of that war a lot different than they went in, no doubt about it. And certainly, as we know now in studying, you know, PTSD was a big factor. They didn't know how to identify it. We're better at it today and getting better. We've got more from Jim Dennison after this. Stay with us.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Some
someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And our conversation with noted author and cultural commentator Jim Dennison, founder of the Dennison Forum. And you can go to dennisonforum.org for more information. Jim has a book that's been out for a while that I really highly recommend for you. It's Biblical Insights to Tough Questions. Coronavirus Special Edition, and I guess that's Volume 5, right, in your Biblical Insights to Tough Questions series that you've done?
It's actually a little confusing. We have 5 volumes, and then that's kind of a special edition. We're doing a 6th volume right now. Over the years, a lot of readers and listeners have asked various questions about biblical and cultural issues. So what those books provide is small or short biblical answers, biblical responses that will equip Christians not only to think biblically about cultural issues, but also to share their faith and their influence more effectively as a result. So there's 5 volumes so far, the Coronavirus Special Edition, and then a 6th volume we're working on right now.
Well, that's great. Well, you also consult with Baylor Scott and White Health, one of the nation's largest not-for-profit healthcare systems, about ethical issues involved with treating COVID-19 patients. You know, so you've been at the ground floor. You've experienced this firsthand, you know, what patients have been dealing, how they've been getting through this, and some, you know, in a positive way, some in less than positive, but, you know, either way, I think, you know, and again, not to be morbid about it, but, you know, as you said about the Moravians, if your life is so surrendered that you're preparing to meet Jesus any moment, all this worldly stuff is just so, it's so light, isn't it, by comparison?
It really is. And a time like this is when I find out the degree to which that's really true for me. I could certainly say to you right now, Bill, I would absolutely say that I'm ready to meet Jesus today, that I'm living today for eternity, that I'm living every day to be one day closer to my Lord. But when something like this happens, I find out if that's really true.
Exactly.
I find out if I'm really prepared to die, if I'm living in a day when I could get an infection that could, in fact, cause my death. And really what's so strange about this in a very paradoxical way is none of this changes reality. I could have had a heart attack, could have had a stroke, could have developed cancer, all sorts of reasons. I drove on the roads today, a very unsafe thing to do in Dallas, Texas. It's just we're more aware of our mortality right now, our morbidity, and therefore that's one of the ways God wants to use this is to draw us to that place where we really can say, I'm ready for eternity today, whatever it takes.
Well, and as you say, whether it's you or your family, I mean, you had to walk through an ordeal with your son, Ryan.
Thank you for letting me talk about that. He and I were discussing that just yesterday. That's the thing that all parents do, of course, is the moment we found out that we were pregnant with our first child, I prayed every day for his safety, for God to watch him and protect him. And I knew theologically that didn't mean that no bad things would happen to him. But when he developed cancer 8 years ago, it was, in my own personal faith and my own personal heart, by far the greatest trauma I'd ever been through. At one point, Bill, I was down with him. They did the surgery. They didn't get it all, so we had to go through radiation. So I was down with him. They took me back in the room when they were going to strap him down to that machine and radiate the side of his face 5 days a week for 6 weeks to try to kill the rest of the cancer and save his life. I came out, they brought him in, they strapped him down, they radiated him that first time, and everything in me would have traded places in a nanosecond.
Exactly.
And it was in that moment the Lord made me realize something I'd never thought about before. Not only at the cross do we think about the love of Jesus in dying for us, but also recognize the love of the Father in watching his Son die for us. That's how much he loves us today.
Wow. What a great story. How's Ryan doing?
Thank you. He's well. He's doing extremely well. In fact, the best news I can tell you about my son is that he is the father of 2 of my grandchildren. And that we could have a very long conversation about.
Yeah, you and I miss my grandkids right now. We were talking about, you know, missing human touch and how significant human touch is, that I believe once we get on the other side of this, we're just going to have one big hug in for a long time. What do you think?
For a long time. I have the picture of my granddaughter on my desk right now. My 2 sons have given me 4 grandchildren. 3 of them are boys, and that's wonderful. I had a brother and raised sons, but Ryan gave me a granddaughter.
Oh.
And she is a different species, Bill. I am putty in her hands. Whatever she wants.
There is something about little girls. Yeah, there's no doubt. I got reduced to my lowest common denominator when our daughter came. And
I get it. Now you raised a daughter. I really have no idea.
Lots of prayer, let me tell you. And speaking of which, Jim, let's transition back to this crisis, because one of the questions that I hear quite often is, how can I come alongside of God? How can I co-labor with God to redeem this crisis? What do you say?
One of the things I'm telling folks at Baylor, in fact, I'll be on a conference call with one of our boards later today in the Baylor healthcare system. One of the things I'm telling our readers and our followers and all that would be to ask this question. What can I do today that I couldn't do before the pandemic? What's one of the ways that people might be open to spiritual truth in a new way? Who's someone I could reach out to that maybe wouldn't have been open to this before that? What's a practical need I could meet that didn't exist before? What's a way that I could demonstrate God's compassion in mind through some social media outreach or some neighbor that I might try to help, or some way that I might be practically ministering to somebody? What are some ways that God would use this to open doors that weren't open before? If you'll pray about that, if you'll ask the Lord, Lord, how could I serve in a way I couldn't before? I believe God will answer that prayer, and you'll find yourself partnering with God in a new way to advance his kingdom in our world.
Well, at denisonforum.org and your daily articles, I love this story. Tell our audience about this, this 10-year-old joke of the day and what a difference it's making.
He's a 10-year-old little boy. He's doing a joke of the day for social media out through the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Mm-hmm. And then when you read into the story, you discover that he himself has muscular dystrophy. He was diagnosed just before the age of 2. In fact, he uses a powered wheelchair to get around. But he's recording a joke every day, and they're distributing it to everybody across that network. And now his story is, of course, making national headlines. So I wrote about it in my article today. Demonstrates the fact that all of us can do something uniquely to us. Mm-hmm. His jokes are making a difference because of his story. But if I came along, told those same jokes, of course, they would make a completely different impression. And so find that place where you can do what you uniquely can do.
So check it out at the denisonforum.org. You will chuckle, and it's good in the midst of all this not to lose our sense of humor, not to lose that part of our precious humanity, as they said, kindness and empathy for one another. And that's what we have to, come up against, that we not get caught up in the things of the world and the emotions of this world right now. Because as you said so eloquently, Jim, it doesn't take a lot of light to break through the darkness, does it?
It really doesn't. Years ago, Bill, I'll tell the story very quickly. I was in Carlsbad Caverns. We were doing one of those tours down there, and you get underground down there, and then there's always a spot where they turn off all the lights, and you can't see your hand. You feel the darkness. It's never been in a room that was quite as dark as that room was. But then the tour guide turns on his flashlight, and every eye is drawn to it. No matter where you were looking at that moment, no matter what you were thinking about or doing, when that light comes on, you can't help it. It's instinctive. You're drawn to that light. And the darker the room, the more you're drawn to the light. Well, Jesus called us the light of the world. We reflect his light. And if you'll just do that today, you can know that God is using you in ways you can see, in ways that you can't see. That tour guide couldn't see us in the darkness, but we could see him.
Yeah,
and as
exactly.
We looked at his light, it drew us to him.
Well, another sweet story. We've got about a minute and a half left here, Jim, that you have at denisonforum.org is about this quadriplegic who is climbing Mount Everest at home. I mean, this is an amazing story. Tell us about this.
Isn't that terrific? So he was injured some years ago. His left leg can feel but can't function. His right leg can function but can't lift. He was a quadriplegic and still struggles to get around. Had planned to climb Mount Everest. He's already climbed several other mountains. He couldn't get to Mount Everest because of coronavirus. So we decided to climb the equivalent of Mount Everest on a staircase in his house to raise money for spinal research. And he accomplished it. It took him 4 days. He actually camped. I didn't put it in the article, but actually camped in a tent in his living room. Actually did this in a park and classes to simulate as though he were himself climbing Mount Everest. And over 4 days, he climbed to 29,000 feet on the staircase to make it.
So what's the question that we need to ask today, Jim?
We need to ask today, Jesus, how can you use me uniquely today to make a difference for you?
Not that difficult, is it? And it's real.
The day.
Yeah, exactly.
To answer that prayer if we'll ask it.
I'll tell you, America is looking for kindness. They're looking for empathy. And may we be the carriers of the empathy and love of Christ for all, Jim Denison. Jim, thank you. You're such a blessing. I appreciate you coming on the show and spending some time with us. You have a blessed day, sir.
Bill, so glad to be with you anytime. God bless you and yours.
This is sponsored by Chase Bank. Millions of consumers will be receiving their stimulus check in the coming weeks. For most, it will be deposited directly to their bank account. But countless others will receive a paper check in the mail, which may not come until late summer. For consumers who lack access to a bank account, there is still time to open one online, and that could help them get access to their money faster and more safely. Banks offer many options for most people, including those without banking experience or those starting over financially. Many of these provide access to mobile banking. One example is Chase Secure Banking. It has all of the benefits of Chase, no overdraft fees or fees to deposit checks. Plus, you can send money digitally, receive funds, and pay bills. To learn more about Chase Secure Banking, visit chase.com/securebanking. To learn more about other affordable and safe bank account options, and to join the Bank On movement, visit covidbanking.joinbankon.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
American auto workers back on the job after weeks of auto plant shutdowns because of the pandemic, and management and union officials agree that yesterday's first day back went well. This UAW member at a Ford plant in Detroit says,
"It's a learning curve. It's different. You got a lot of new safety precautions in place. The mask is difficult to wear as far as your glasses up, but we're going to be all right."
The precautions do slow down the normal production rate. One worker telling reporters while they'd normally build 400 trucks during a shift, they only managed to produce about 100 yesterday. President Trump saying the World Health Organization is, in his words, a puppet of China, telling reporters the organization's response to the global pandemic has been a very sad job. He recently halted U.S. contributions to the WHO. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. You know, it's been in the news a lot these days regarding our supply chains. Well, COVID-19 certainly has greatly affected those supply chains as factory and businesses closed around the world, creating new challenges for workers as well as consumers. Healthcare workers and the other first responders understand firsthand the impact that the current pandemic is having on supply chains and their race to acquire PPE. Supply chains are stretched incredibly thin, and while businesses have reorganized to begin producing critical goods from apparel companies making masks or automotive companies making ventilators, these companies are typically disconnected from the healthcare procurement system. Now, these unconventional suppliers can be matched with healthcare facilities and government agencies in urgent need. As part of its approach to combating COVID-19 with technology solutions, IBM recently announced Rapid Supplier Connect. Rapid Supplier Connect is a blockchain-based network to help government agencies and healthcare organizations identify new, non-traditional suppliers who have pivoted to address the shortage of equipment, devices, and supplies needed for COVID-19 relief efforts. And here to tell us more about it is Jason Kelly, the general manager of IBM Blockchain Services. Jason, always good to be talking to you. How are you doing?
Hey, Bill. Hope you're staying safe. Great to be with you and our
our thoughts and prayers go out to those who are impacted by COVID-19. Glad to be with you.
Definitely agree. Boy, what IBM has done here in answering and flowing to the need is incredible, how rapidly you've been able to provide a service, a needed service, in these trying times that we're faced with because of COVID-19.
Well, Bill, I'd say we have a history of responding to needs, whether it was putting people on the moon and bringing them back safely, responding in 9/11, and now we have yet another world-changing event where we have the opportunity to take proven technology that exists. This isn't something that was cooked up just for the pandemic. This is commercial technology that's proven that we're ready to bring to market to address the need that you so eloquently intro, this thought of taking these very non-traditional suppliers, matching them to the healthcare institutions, as well as out to think of a consumer retail location that needs PPE as well. So this goes across the supplies, the equipment, across all of that, making this supply chain very trusted, very transparent, and easy to manage. Very easy to manage to get goods and supplies to those who need it, when they need it, where they need it.
Well, Jason, this is what we've been addressing in the last several weeks, is the supply chain, the compromise, and how it's become corrupt by some bad players here. And the fact that IBM is leading the way here in this country, and I know that you're involved worldwide as well, and IBM is a trusted name. So we know that there's not going to be any, price gouging and manipulation of goods and flow through and all that, because of what IBM stands for and what you've consistently done.
Well, Bill, we definitely are very proud of the reputation that we bring, and equally we're proud of the partners that we have been able to work with on this, the state and local government, the federal government, as well as organizations such as Worldwide Supply Chain Federation, who's already working to put 200 of their 3,000 global members onto this cloud-based, blockchain-empowered business network. They're doing that very quickly. We have the largest healthcare provider in New York State now on the network. So we're excited to have these trusted partners join on the Rapid Supplier Connect in order to harness this technology that delivers trust and transparency. In a very difficult time, and addressing a process has never been simple. If you think about that, Bill, trying to get a supplier on board, vet them on board, and then see that inventory, that's not simple, and we're ready to do it quickly now, or rapidly, if I can, pun intended.
Right, exactly. Well, that's what Rapid Supplier Connect is all about. Explain to our audience exactly how it works, Jason.
So what we have is this cloud-based capability that says, listen, if you are a non-traditional supplier stepping into an ecosystem to get goods that you're now manufacturing back to the manufacturer of automobiles who's now doing ventilators, or that designer clothing company that now says, I'm doing masks and uniforms for safety, how do I now make those linkages? And how can I make sure that once I make those linkages that I'm producing to the right standards, and that once I've produced it, that my inventory can be visible and it's not double spent or double consumed, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Well, now you have this very clear and trusted, transparent capability that says you can match these ecosystems very quickly, very, very easily on a single platform.
You know, it's one thing, Jason, to flow to the need, and this is the American way of life. You know, businesses have done this from time immemorial. Whenever there is a need and they needed to do something different that was outside of their primary objective, they've always stepped up time and again. I mean, the president this time, with limited action, had to exercise the Defense Production Act. I mean, the businesses were stepping up and say, here I am. But, okay, so now here we produce, and as you say, now we've got to connect them, to the end user and get them in a pipeline that everybody understands, so that you appreciate inventory availability and all that good stuff, so that it does, you haven't done all this great work for naught.
Exactly, because that process, the vetting, onboarding, and inventory visibility, is not simple in everyday life. And now we have these unconventional pairings that are happening between an automobile manufacturer and a hospital, right? not their typical language. They're speaking sometimes different languages, trying to make it come together. So here you have this matchmaking service on steroids.
Yes,
it's able to pull these ecosystems together very quickly and very, very rapidly with trust and transparency. And that's what's most exciting here, is that they're able to do it quickly.
Now, what did IBM see going into this? They said, look, we can do this. We can come alongside these industries and you know, bridge this information so that it's properly used. And, you know, in seeing that opportunity to serve the community and serve these businesses, you know, what type of problems, you know, does this technology aim to address specifically?
So just as you called out, you know, this thought, Bill, that hey, we have a lot of capability, proven and trusted capability, sitting, you know, already in delivery in commercial relationships. And we said, what do we have here, as you called out, is the supply chain challenge. And we said, wait, supply chain, we do that every day. We have one of the largest, world's largest supply chain practices. And we said, okay, look, what's the outcome that we're looking for? And so it's not just technology being thrown into the fray or a sandwich looking for a picnic. It is literally saying, what's the outcome? The outcome is making these pairings with trust and transparency. Okay, we can do that with this bright, shiny technology called blockchain, and that capability literally allows you to share data and information in a trusted way and bring those pairings together, and also with trust and transparency, see their inventory. And it is in the chain, encrypted, can't be changed, and if it is changed, you know who does it. So you take that along with another capability with our Sterling Commerce capability, our Sterling inventory and supply chain capability. That visibility of the inventory matched with the trust and transparency of those buyers and suppliers together, out the other end comes the outcome.
Exactly.
Rapid supplier connect and all that PPE that needs to get where it's going.
Just a great idea. We're talking with Jason Kelly, General Manager of IBM Blockchain Services. Jason, a couple more questions here as we wrap things up. We have less than a minute left. How can buyers, suppliers join the network, and where can they go for more information?
Yeah, simply go to ibm.com/blockchain, and you can get more information. And even more specifically, while listeners are listening to your program here, Bill.
Well, Jason Kelly, we appreciate the time. Jason Kelly, IBM's global blockchain services leader, and has been leading the way with this innovative concept, Rapid Supplier Connect. Jason, thank you for being with us. Take care.
Hey, thanks, Bill. Stay safe. Take care.
This report is sponsored by Adaptive Biotechnologies and Microsoft. If you've been impacted by COVID-19, you can help the search for solutions. Adaptive Biotechnologies and Microsoft have launched a virtual clinical study called Immune Race. If you've been affected by COVID-19, your immune system may hold important clues about how to contain and manage the virus. This study will inform the development of new diagnostics for COVID-19 that will address unmet needs in testing. Adaptive is currently enrolling participants from major metropolitan areas across the U.S. and is seeking 1,000 participants between the ages of 18 to 89 who currently have COVID-19, have recently recovered from COVID-19, or were exposed to someone diagnosed with COVID-19. If you decide to participate and qualify for the study, a trained technician from LabCorp, through its Covance drug development business, will provide a safe in-person COVID-19 sample collection service from the convenience of your own home. Visit immuneRace.com to learn more.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1 hit. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1 hit or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1 hit for more information.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. And we have a special treat. Dr. Tony Evans, usually we have a chance to talk in Nashville at NRB. Last year was pretty hectic, and we were all going in 50 million directions. And, you know, Dr. Evans, first of all, with all sincerity, I just want you to know, you know, that we share in your loss, and we celebrate heaven's gain in receiving your wife, Lois, on the golden streets.
Well, I appreciate that. Those condolences are helpful and encouraging to me that so many people have loved her and loved us. And every day we trust the Lord for the strength for that day.
Amen. And, of course, she and you were just so inseparable and such a part of each other that, you know, I hear you at times, and I hear Lois's influence on you. And it's always been that way, you know. So you have continued to bless the body, and I am so grateful for you, the legacy, and your family, and everybody. I mean, it's just, you know, again, I can't thank you enough, and am grateful, you know, for your ministry.
Thank you so very, very much.
Well, I want to talk about your new book, Stronger Together, Weaker Apart. And as I was, you know, going through and reading your book, what was coming to mind here is that in the midst of all that we've been going through with this epidemic, Dr. Evans, I think it's so important for us to really understand, you know, what is our mission? You know, because as you had presented several weeks back, I happened to catch your presentation about God shaking things up. And when God shakes things up like he is doing, you know, we got to know where our North Star is. What is our foundation? What do we hold on to in the midst of the shaking?
Well, I love Hebrews 12 that talks about the shaking, because verse 28 says, he does this to reveal his unshakable kingdom.
Yes.
What God is wanting us to do is prioritize the spiritual over the physical. We can't ignore the physical. We live in a physical world. We live in the arena of the five senses. But God does not want that to define us. And when he disrupts the natural order of things, which is the concept of shaking, is because he's trying to birth something new spiritually. So this corona crisis that we're facing is really a call for God's people who have wandered too far from the spiritual to get back in sync with the spiritual.
Exactly.
Without negating the reality of the physical. Mm-hmm. And when we get that, then maybe he can reduce the level of discomfort that we're feeling, because he's shaking to make his kingdom prioritized.
Do you find it interesting and frustrating at the same time, Dr. Evans, that people are looking to the Dr. Fauci's or maybe a political figure for the answer, when the answer is right there with us all the time?
Absolutely. God is not going to skip the church house to fix the White House.
Right.
And until God's people get right, see, this is not a popular statement, but my position is the pandemic was caused by the church and can only be cured by the church.
Mm.
And unless the church realizes that this is a spiritual issue manifested in a physical realm, then God will let us go through it until we get the message and wake up. That's what God did throughout the Bible. He would allow trouble to come to God's people to wake them up to God and to get them to prioritize him. So, yeah. Spending all your time looking at the news and not looking at the word won't help you.
Yeah, I'm praying, Dr. Evans, that people are catching exactly what you're saying, because from time in memoriam, as you read through the Bible, you always see that nothing happens in the physical without it happening in the spiritual first, right? I mean, that is God's order of things. It is always consistent, right?
Absolutely. Everything visible and physical is preceded by something invisible and spiritual. So if you need to address the physical visible, you need to first address the invisible spiritual. Or as I like to say, if all you see is what you see, you do not see all there is to be seen.
Exactly. I like this one phrase. It really caught me in your book, Stronger Together, Weaker Apart. You said, nothing gets better until we come together. Boy, I'll tell you, that's a t-shirt. Let me tell you, I can see that on a t-shirt, because I looked at it in two dimensions. This is the way my brain works, is that until we come together with God first, right, then we can come together with one another. But we can't, you know, do one without the other, and it has to be done in God's order of things. We have to pursue him in his righteousness first, then all the things that we have hope and dreams of will be added to us, right?
Absolutely. That is the theme of the Sermon on the Mount. There's some things God can't do. He can't lie, he can't sin, he can't contradict his essential nature, but there's another thing God can't do. He can't be second. So the moment you put God in second place in any area of life, you have a problem, because he's been misplaced.
Well, in your book, you address the significance of prayer. And amazingly, I mean, we're seeing in this pandemic, as the result of this, people are bending a knee. People are looking to God. Online viewership. I noticed even with you and the YouTube videos you were doing, the amount of people that were coming, you know, and looking to God, and you were giving them answers. And I believe, Dr. Evans, again, you're such a blessing to me personally and my family, because, you know, you have such a revelatory heart. In fact, when I got back into the radio business 12 years ago behind the microphone, because I'd been away from it for about 25 years, and when I came back to the microphone, I said, God, look, if this is what you want me to do, then connect me with men and women of God who are in your throne room. Because I just believe that the mission you've called me to is to reveal the truth. And that only comes from the throne room of God. And I'm just so grateful again to you and your ministry that you're faithful to that call. And this is why I really enjoy our time together when we have time to talk like this.
Well, I enjoy being with you. And it was my hope in the book, Stronger Together, Weaker Apart, that we would understand the importance of biblical unity. And biblical unity is oneness of purpose, not sameness of person.
Mm.
And without compromising any of, obviously, of the fundamentals of the faith, God is a unified being, one God composed of three co-equal persons who is one in essence, while remaining distinct in personality. And he will not function where there's illegitimate disunity. So
exactly.
You uninvite him when you are not unified as he defines unity. And so we have uninvited God while praying to him.
And so our prayers are not getting into the heavenlies. They're blocked off.
They're not penetrating because we're asking God to contradict his essential nature of unity. That's why Jesus prayed in John 17 that we might be one so that God's glory would be revealed. God will not reveal his glory where there's illegitimate disunity, racially, culturally, class, denominationally. If it's illegitimate, because some things we ought to divide over, sin and evil and, you know, but some of the stuff we divide over has got the world in shambles because the church is in shambles.
Exactly. Well, you stress the significance of prayer, but it's right prayer. It's righteous prayer. You know, exactly, that is that right sacrifice. As God said to Cain, you know, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And I've said through the millennia, that statement, that warning from God rings true and loud even to this day, that if we do right, if we do righteously that which reflects the Father, then it will go well for us.
Yeah, that's right. So the church has, if Christ is not going to be coming in the short term, then the church had better wake up and understand that as we go, so the culture goes. We got this thing backwards. We're looking to politics, and we're looking to the economy. We're looking, and all those have their place. But that's not where God starts. He starts with his house.
Mm-hmm. How do we get past these differences and come together to advance the kingdom of God, Dr. Evans?
Simply stated, we must change our identity. We've got our identity in the wrong thing. I mean, we use the word Christian, but Christ does not set the agenda of our decision-making. Until Christ can overrule our personalities, our histories, our races, how we were raised, what mom and daddy taught us, until he can overrule that, then we can't solve this problem because he's not Lord. We just use his name. So there must be a reclassification of our true identity.
Well, I'll tell you, that is powerful. You know, I just wrote a commentary, Dr. Evans, about moments and choices that I believe that America, that the world, people of faith especially, are at a specific moment in choice. Jesus wept over Jerusalem because the chosen people had missed their moment and made the wrong choice. And my prayer is that we would not miss this incredible moment. We were preceded. You know, our parents were known as the greatest generation. And my hope and prayer is that we will be recognized as the next greatest generation to the generation forthcoming, because at this very moment, we made the right godly choice.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this is our moment. The culture, the culture has set it up perfectly, teed it up for the church. I hope that the church doesn't miss the moment the culture has granted us.
I am right with you. Dr. Tony Evans, his book, Stronger Together, Weaker Apart, Powerful Prayers to Unite Us in Love, to alter and adjust our identity. We've gotten caught up in this world, and we've become temporal agents. And in doing so, we have foregone the supernatural and the powerful things that are waiting for us in the name of Jesus and by the power of God. Dr. Evans, always a joy. Thank you so much for being with us. How can people be in touch with you?
TonyEvans.org. It shows us all the tools we have, all the ministries we have, all the resources we have, for the individual, the family, the church, and for the culture. And you can go on TonyEvans.org, and we, of course, just come out with the Tony Evans Study Bible and the Tony Evans Bible Commentary.
Well, Dr. Evans, God bless. Stay well and safe.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.